Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Moscow. Moscow's announcements to sending tactical nukes to Minsk is not entirely surprising, but then again, it is, because Moscow is dispatching nuclear weapons to a country without them. That's extraordinary. That's not something that happens routinely. At the same time, Moscow is responding to the raid across the Ukraine border into Russia at Belgorod by a group calling itself anti-Putin Russian patriots. They have many names for themselves. Both those incidents require attention by Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, Six Cities, Six Points of View. Moscow seems cluttered with events. Professor, very good evening to you. Belgorod and nukes to Minsk. How do you see Moscow's point of view after a scattered week? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, we have here really two rather distant corners of this single fabric of the Ukraine crisis, which is now spreading, I think, to engulf other states unless they are very careful in how they handle it. To me, the Belgorod incident is the more immediately important because although everybody, or the Russians, I guess they're blaming NATO, they're blaming the Ukrainians, it doesn't really make sense to me that Ukraine or NATO would focus their attention on what are essentially tactical operations in a complex border region in the upper right-hand corner across the way in Russia from Ukraine. But this morning, the word was that there weren't just two of these Freikorps, or these sort of unaffiliated but armed militia, but there were three of them. And they seem to be able, they haven't been caught. If they had been caught, we would have seen them all lined up and executed on TV. That's what the Russians would have done. But they haven't been caught. If they keep reproducing at this rate, I don't think they will. But I think with the fact that there are three today versus two yesterday indicates that there may be a lot of latent support for a Russian nationalism that favors a strong state but thinks that it's probably a mistake to send your whole army into a state that poses no threat to you whatsoever. And what this may augur is a rising level of domestic unrest in Russia. And we have, of course, you'd say, well, who would be leading it? Well, it doesn't have a single leader. The Democratic leader, Mr. Navalny, is in prison, and the Democratic forces have never been overwhelmingly strong in Russia, although they may have a certain amount of sympathy, more sympathy among the people than we're aware of, because they're, of course, it's almost completely censored. But there are, Russia is not like China. I mean, it does have a little corner of freedom, and dissenting ideas do get out. There are newspapers, there are channels, there is the internet and so forth. I'm not describing a kind of land of sort of Dutch-style complete freedom, but it is far freer now than it was in Soviet times, and it's incomparably freer than China. That doesn't make it free. It just means that the problems are easier to see, and people have an easier time finding out about who's who and what's what. Now, you also have, you say, well, we have these units. well, who's really behind it? I mean, there have got to be people in the upper reaches of the sort of Russian military state KGB complex who have ambitions, because the chances are that this that the Russians are on the way out of Ukraine now. I think we'll talk in a sec about this Ukrainian offensive, but I don't think that there's going to. I don't think there's going to be a kind of bloody sort of Grant turned south kind of series of battles. I think that the Russians are going to mostly just clear out in an irregular way. That may be too optimistic, but I just don't think that they seem to have the heart for it. And certainly the leaders, Prigozhin, who supplied all of the so-called mercenaries and the convicts and everybody for cannon fodder, he's very angry, and he's turning his anger on the Russian state military. And Mr. Gerasimov, and then their secretary, Mr. Shoigu, who isn't even Russian. I mean, he is a Tuvan from just north of Mongolia, a man of great talent, great polyglot and all the rest. But the point is, you've got at least three people you can point out now who are possible candidates for an authoritarian ruling position in Russia. My own sense is that the business of making a transition in Russia is going to be a matter of years, maybe 5 years, and they're going to do lots of fighting, and it's going to be a big mess. And we were going to have to just resist the temptation to get involved and just see that it doesn't spread and over the Russian borders into Europe.
Professor, to observe Russia right now, on the eve of what is said to be the counteroffensive, we get all these reports in the news. It may or may not be accurate, but in any event, Russia gets the same information. Russia's being, at this point, passive in preparation for the counteroffensive. I'd like to look to your thoughts about why that's true. Is that something in Russian history to wait for Napoleon, not to act proactively, not to do something to anticipate Napoleon, or whatever the analogy is for the Russian military?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. And, of course, if we look at the Napoleonic Wars, the Russians move against Napoleon in a direction away from Moscow. Well, they begin to, but it's the Germans in the Napoleonic army who begin that move. And it's only in 1814 that you have the beginning of the total rout of Napoleon. In World War One, of course, the Russians fought with extraordinary bravery and also a certain amount of strategic insight, but they did not have anything like the resources needed. If you compare lengths of railway in Germany and Russia, I mean, the Russians just didn't have the resources. So by 1916, the Germans were ready to release their secret weapon, namely the Bolshevik Party, whom they had been keeping in Geneva and elsewhere and paying for, release them into Russia with the job of overthrowing the Tsar, which they did, and installing the Germans, which they did, except for the fact that the Germans had planned to come back and then defeat them. But by that point, the Germans were in no shape to come back to Russia. And the Bolsheviks then fought, we should never forget this, a bloody, horrendous, cruel 5-year war among themselves before the Bolsheviks were able to seize power, which they did. But it was just a pool of blood. So if we think that something like that is going to happen, first of all, that would be in keeping with the patterns. Of course, the invasion and Operation Barbarossa caught them by surprise as well. In the Russo-Japanese War, they were caught by surprise. And they, in many ways, they should have won it, or they were on the way to winning it, but they managed to screw up. But I think you're right there is an extraordinary, to my mind, passivity that the Russians are showing in Ukraine. And it's partially explicable simply by resources and ammunition, and also the fact that their whole military establishment has been allowed to rot. And it's just been a place that the rich people, that the leaders went to pilfer things. No one took seriously the idea that they might need weapons. Now, turns out they just don't have the capacity to fight the war, and that fixing the country so that they could is a matter that would take 20 years of reform. Now, sending H-bombs to Belarus makes no sense. I mean, H-bombs are not going to win this war. They'll make things worse for everybody. Of course, H-bombs are not a good thing. But it's also, Belarus is very, very near to Russia, and so indeed is Ukraine. And you'll notice that when the British tested their H-bombs, they tested them in Australia. And when we tested ours, we tested them initially in New Mexico, but then we went way out to the far Pacific where there are very few people and tested them there. It's not something that you use in populated areas, and it's not clear to me that it has any use at all. But it's all that Putin has left. I don't think that if Putin orders them to fire nuclear weapons, they really will. I think it's very unlikely. But I think Putin he's yesterday's man. I think that at some point he's just going to disappear from the scene, as these other people who have been much more vocal recently and have shown that they can turn out people in the street, they're going to start taking center stage, and the war is going to move from Ukraine, out of Ukraine, and into Russia.
We go to Keefe's point of view. Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.